World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I hope you'll forgive me if I use toothpicks today. You say, well, Coach, what, do you have something to eat stuck in your teeth? I wish that was a problem. I want to use the toothpicks for my eyelids, to keep my eyelids open. It was quite a 24 hours around here. We had some tornadoes that rolled through Ohio last night. Indian Lake, over in the western part of Ohio, and it popped up a lot of different places. That's not why I'm tired, although we had thunder and lightning all night long, and we're out in the country, so you don't always hear the tornado sirens go off, but, you know, you're trying to lay there and sleep with one ear listening to that tornado siren, because you looked on the radar, some pretty wicked stuff that was going on. But that's not really what wore me out. I'm not complaining. By the way, communion, get ready, we're going to do some communion. That's not really what wore me out, but listen to this. I said to my wife last night, my wife says to me sometimes, she says, honey, sometimes I think you don't pay attention. Sometimes I don't think you listen. Well, that's part of being a husband, isn't it? Sometimes you just don't listen. I said, Michelle, listen, I got to tell you, sweetheart, my mind never stops and just never stops and just rolling over and over and over and over. Listen to this yesterday, okay? So yesterday, I did an hour show here. I got up early yesterday. I did our show here. I did the after show, which runs for, I want you to count words for me, okay, if you can. So I did the morning and I did the after show. And then yesterday at 10 o'clock, I joined Scott Shara, Grace's dad, and did an hour and, I don't know, hour podcast with him. And then soon I was off of that, then I did another hour and a half podcast with some guys out in Oregon, and I'll get to that later on. And then when that was done, then I had another podcast. Last night I was on the Patriot Party News Roundtable, and that thing stopped about 10:30 last night. And so I just talked all friggin' day. I mean, I just talked. And so I say to my wife, you wonder why I don't remember about that thing I was supposed to do yesterday? It's because it never, ever stopped. So look, I'm not complaining. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you, that's what my day was like yesterday. And do we have a limit on words? Is there a limit on words? When do you reach the limit? And if there's a possibility of reaching the limit, I think my bank account is overdrawn on words from yesterday. I thank God for the platform. I thank God that he's opening the doors. I thank God that he's making connections with others that I've never been connected with. And we're coming together because we will not win this battle that's before us alone. We're not going to do it. We got to get together. We got to form a team. We got to huddle. We got to lock arms with others. And by the way, today is the Ides of March. Beware the Ides of March. That is today, the 15th of March. Ides, again, I did some research on this. Ides meaning middle. So this is the middle of March. That's why it's the Ides of March. And can I tell you something? Is it just me? Does anybody out there, anybody else out there have an anticipation that something big is about to happen? Anybody feeling that but me? I mean, we're in such a cauldron of stuff going on around us. Good guys this, bad guys this, spiritual that. And there's just something's got to give. I mean, if some pressure somewhere has to be released. And don't ever forget this. It's a spiritual war. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Folks, there is something coming. Now, as I said on one of the shows yesterday, I was on the Scott Shara and Doug Hagman. Had a great time together with those two guys. When those interviews get posted, I'll make them available to you. But I love the give and take, and I love the different perspectives that other people have. And again, you know, I complain so much about pastors and Christianity. It's because most of us are mono education. Mono means one. We just listen to one guy. And that's been the miracle of the internet, is the ability to listen to many different voices. And not only to listen to the many different voices, but then to, you know, can I tell you something? Some of the things I hear go against what I believe. But if the Bible says it's iron sharpening iron. And I'm not afraid when somebody brings up a topic that I don't agree with. I listen to it and I filter it through the brain. I filter it through the Holy Spirit. Say, Lord, am I missing it on this one? Am I missing it on that one? And again, that's what I think the miracle of this show is. What I love about this show is throw it on the potpourri, baby. Throw it on the table. Let's chew it up and let's spit it out. And we'll be friends when the whole thing is over. And so I'm glad you're here today. I got a lot of great stuff, and I'll shut up a minute and kick it over to Joe, who's going to lead us in the elements. And, you know, there's a lot of different views on communion, a lot of different views. Catholic Church told us it was transubstantiation, that this actually became the body and blood of Jesus. It actually became the body. I don't know if I believe that. And you could only take communion when you were together in Mass. Jesus said, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. And then there's another view. Well, you're only supposed to do it at certain times of the year. I think it's a blessing of the Lord anytime you do it. And I think anytime you come together in the spirit of unity, that Christ is in our midst anyway. And for those of you out there who maybe have different views on communion, just humor us here a bit, okay? I believe it to be real, and I agree. I love the fellowship, and I appreciate Joe Carrico getting up at 4 o'clock. Now, wait a minute. It started at 4 o'clock, which means Joe was probably up at 3:30 or 3:45 to do this. So appreciate it, Joe. Go ahead, brother.
First alarm is 3:24, Coach, and there's another backup alarm just in case.
Gotcha.
Okay. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Joe, that you could preach right there, couldn't you? Folks, in every aspect of your life, every problem you come, everything that you face, that's the question. If God is for us, then what does all this other stuff make? If God is for us, who can be against us? That's how I try to live my life. Go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
That could be a 3 or 4 part sermon over a month, Coach.
Brother, that could go on and on and on, couldn't it? Yes, it could.
He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
Thank you, Lord.
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us.
Now, I wonder, I got to stop a minute. Is it really a throne someplace where the Father is and Jesus sitting right at his right hand? Or is that, do we just believe that's allegorical? I mean, really, right? I believe
it's as real as we are. It's probably more real than we are.
More real than we can even understand. Yes, sir.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
By the way, got to stop again, Joe. It doesn't say what. Are you looking at that?
Yeah.
It doesn't say what shall separate us from the love of Christ. Ooh. You mean a who is separating us from the love of Christ? Go ahead, Joe.
Shall tribulation or
Joe, tribulation isn't a who, is it?
Unless there's something spiritual behind it, Coach.
Or unless it's coming through people, right? Yeah. People carrying tribulation and distress and persecution and famine. Huh? People, spirits bringing that to us. Those are the who's.
Or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword.
Mm.
as is it, it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Hang on. In all these things. If you ain't in all those things, you ain't a conqueror. You get it? You got to be in it to win it. In all these things. What? Persecution, distress, peril, all that stuff he just mentioned. You got to be in all those things, and then you're victorious. Red?
You know, I think a lot of us, Coach, wouldn't read that correctly or deeply, but you're spot on. For I am persuaded that
I got to stop again. I'm sorry. What does it mean to persuaded mean? Persuaded means I used to believe this way, and now I believe this way. Something has persuaded him. Have you been persuaded?
Something, somebody convinced you.
That's right.
That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Well, he sure threw a bag over the top of that, didn't he, huh? Neither death, life, angels, principality. So they must be real, right? These things must be real. He's telling us none of these things are going to be able to separate you from the love of Christ, which is the love of God, which is in Christ. These things are real, folks, he tells us.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a short prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with gratitude this morning from all parts of this great country that you have seen fit to give us. And we come to you in a morning when our country is in distress, and when most of us here on the call believe that it will not continue in a form we can remember and would like, unless, Lord, you help us change it. Mm-hmm. Without the hand of God, Lord, the same hand that saved Israel at the Red Sea, without that hand, Lord, we don't know what will come, but we have faith in you, Lord. We know that we not be that person, that there will be a Moses moment, Lord, and something will change when we are full of fear or are meant to be so. Because many of us, Lord, on this call, and those with similar hearts around this country, many of us will not be filled with fear because we know you are here and we know that you will support us. And as we just read, that we will conquer. We will prevail. And we are so grateful for that. But we also come to you, Lord, for those, I believe it is in Lincoln County, Ohio, in Indian Lake, where there has just been some devastating tornadoes, and we don't know the full extent of that because it happened this last night. And we ask you, Lord, to be with all those there to heal the injured, even raise those who may have perished so that they may continue their lives. Be with all of those who have lost property and lost things. Let them find those special mementos that they cannot be replaced, and let their homes and lives be have the comforts and necessities they need restored in record time, Lord. Let this normally devastating emotional event be an event that brings people and family and neighbors and communities together in a way that they have not seen before. Let this be come to people seeing their lives change for the better after this, because of the response of the community and the families and the state and the nation. So let them get through these terrible moments that no one would want to repeat, but come out of it better, Lord. Come out of it better. We know this is only possible with you. For all things through you work to the better, Lord. We all here believe that. And Lord, we come to you now with communion. And we look and consider our own lives and transgressions that we have done. We ask you to forgive us of those so that we are cleansed in your sight as we take Holy Communion. We ask you to bless this drink and this bread representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave everything for us, even his life, so many years ago, that we who believe in him may have everlasting life and not perish. And Lord, we also sometimes forget the other things with his death and resurrection that we have. The authority restored that was lost in the garden is in us now. But so many forget that, Lord. But with these crises in Ohio and those that will definitely come in other parts of this country and other nations, please let us remember and use the authority that we have been given to stop these things from happening, to make them less devastating, to have recovery become quicker and better. And we also ask that any on this call who have physical or spiritual ailments in their bodies or souls or spirits, please heal them too, Lord, with this meal that heals. So we come to you this day with gratitude in our hearts and thanksgiving in our hearts for all that you've done for us and are doing for us now and will do for us in the future. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks. Thanks.
You're welcome, sir.
You know what I think? I don't think he could ever do that too much. I don't think he could ever do that too much. Just a reminder. It cost him something, baby. It cost him something. He said, "As often as you do this in remembrance of me." I just don't want to remember him once a week. We'll do it more than that, every day. That's why I think probably that's a genesis for praying before we eat. Wouldn't you think? Blessing your meal. Wouldn't that kind of be the genesis? "As often as you do this, you do it in memory of me. Thank you, Lord, for this meal. Now I lay me down to sleep." No, I got the wrong one. My dad... "Bless us, O Lord, and these I guess what you're about to receive in my bounty." I think it's a genesis of all this. So thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Man, oh man, I'm bubbling inside. I'm just really, really bubbling inside today with anticipation. And I don't know what it is. Anybody else feel that other than me? Something about to give. And I just want to caution everybody. I don't know if it's gonna be good. I mean, it's gonna be good. But I don't know how good it's going to feel. I mean, if we really get to the point where food, transportation breaks down, supply lines go down. Why would the dollar store, Dollar General, 1,000 stores they're closing? 1,000 stores closing. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. And there's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. For such a time as this, we've been called into the kingdom. I'm trying to get undistracted here and see exactly where it is the Lord would have me to go. Let's do, all right, we did that. Can I tell you something? Can I give you guys I'm going to give you a test, okay? Are you ready? I want you to do a test just today. I want you to try to go all day without telling one lie. I want you to think about that a minute. I want you to think how often we tell what we call white lies. How often we tell people we did something when we didn't. How often we tell people that we believe something when we don't. How often, whatever, even to our spouse, whatever. I don't know about you. Man, the urge to lie is usually my first fleshly response. Would anybody disagree with that? How many times somebody will say something to you that troubles you and your fallback position is to tell a white lie? So I want to challenge all of you. Again, the Bible says to take captive every thought. Take captive every thought. You cannot say a word without a thought. Thoughts lead to words. So I want you to try. I'm going to try all day long not to tell one lie. Let's see if I can do it. Because you'd all agree, I'm not the only one, am I? I'm not the only one who tells white lies all the time just to get out of a situation maybe I feel uncomfortable with, yada, 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 yada. Well, see, we have to be careful because people are watching us, our children, those we hang around with. They hear us lie sometimes. They hear us. And when we do that, then it's tacit approval for them to lie. And Jesus is truth, right? The Spirit of truth. So that's my challenge. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go all day, and I'm not going to tell a lie. I'm not going to do it. And I'm going to see how many of you can do that. Because that's where we first get control of it. So I want to focus a little bit on. I got a lot of stuff for us to talk about, but I want to center in on something that I think is. Let me do that real first. Here's what we're going to focus in on. We're going to focus in on the fact that the devil's job is to destroy the seed of the serpent, the seed of the woman. That's the battle. See, somewhere in this thing. See, this battle is between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. That's the battle. And it's over control of a kingdom. Kingdom. Now, we know ultimately he's going to win in this kingdom battle. We understand that, right? But understand this. The part of the devil's strategy, Lucifer's strategy, Satan, Beelzebub, call it whatever you want to. Part of his strategy is to pull away from the Lord the soldiers of the cross. That's what he's trying to do. If any war that you're fighting in, I was never an army guy. I never served. But some of you watching did. Some of you maybe in Vietnam or in Desert Storm. I mean, you know what war really, really is. And you know this, that if you're going to be effective in war, the first thing you want to do is you want to eliminate the numbers on the other team, don't you? Isn't that part of the reason? That you storm the beaches? Because why? You want to eliminate the number of soldiers on the other team. You want to make them withdraw and leave. But that's true spiritually too. So the wrestling against flesh and blood is not just for personal salvation, although that certainly is what it's part of it about, but it's about expanding a kingdom. You want to expand the kingdom. How do you expand a kingdom? With a draft, with a military draft. You get more soldiers. And one of the main things that the enemy is about is trying to keep you and me from making it onto the battlefield. You see that? Yes, it's a salvation issue, but it's not about salvation. If we really, really believe that we are born again of the Spirit of God and that we're filled with His Spirit, and when we pass on, we're going to be with Him. And Ecclesiastes 7 says, it's greater in the eyes of the Lord the day of your birth than or death than the day of your birth. If we really, really believe that, that there's a heaven, there's a hell, then we would understand that it's not about this life. We're passing through, and we are soldiers in a kingdom, expanding a kingdom. We've made it about us. We made the gospel about us, and it isn't. Someday we'll understand that. And so the enemy is out to destroy that, right? He's out to destroy. I'm going to show you some things here today that I think that are pretty interesting. Before I do that, I'm going to ask somebody to do an investigation on this for me, all right? Somebody out there, just you got some time today. Do an investigation. Like, God bless Dave. He's doing an investigation on those satellite phones, not satellite phones, but walkie-talkies. Dave's doing a lot of investigation. Maybe some of you don't even know what we're talking about yet, but Dave's doing some. Before I bring it to everybody, somebody needs to do an investigation. And I was notified last night, or informed last night, when I was on the Patriot Party news roundtable about something called Glint Pay. Glint. That's number three. G-L-I-N-T, Glint Pay. Now listen, okay, I'm going to throw this out there. You can do your own personal research, but I'd ask somebody to research this a little better, because they went on and on and on last night, and it is a credit card backed and based on gold. Gold. And so you put gold into this account, or take some of your money and put it in this gold-based account, and you pay your bills just like you always do, based on gold. You get away from this fake dollar system that everybody is in. And several of the guys talked about it, said, oh, yeah, I do that. I'm done with the banks. I'm done with the credit card companies taking Glint. He said Glint Play, Glint app. There's an app. So I'm not going to say much more about it, other than some of you out there today, when you got a little bit of time, check out Glint Pay. Would it be possible for us, rather than having our money in the bank, because understand this, the money in the bank ain't your money. They can close that thing down at any time, and it's their money. But Glint Pay is you deposit actual gold. You buy gold, you actually deposit it in the account, and you actually have it. Don't ask me how it works, but I was fascinated by it. And so they end up, you get a credit card, and you go, and you charge everything just like you always do on your credit card. But it's coming out directly gold and silver. By the way, if gold goes up, the value in your account goes up. So it's pretty fascinating stuff. Somebody look up, do some studying on Glint Pay for me, okay? Because it really is cool. And then I came across something else yesterday. I'm sorry, a little bit of information here on Monday morning, Friday morning. Pull up C. Now, I don't know this guy. Walter, if you're out there listening, I'm gonna get in contact with you. You know, I write at newswithviews.com, and so I get all kinds of responses from people. I just get all kinds of responses. And so this guy responded, said, hey, man, I really like what you want. And, man, I got some great stuff on my website I'd like you to check out. So I get a lot of those things, and I check out a lot of things. And I got to tell you, this thing blew me away. All right? Now, this website is called victoriouslivingbiblestudy.com. Can you put that in the chat? Because people didn't write that down. VictoriousLivingBibleStudy.com. Now, I haven't gone all through this, but this is really, really cool. So, Spencer, go back to the homepage and pull it down there and look at all of these things. Freeze it right there, Spencer. These are all subjects and topics regarding the Bible, what the Bible actually checks. So let's say you want to know something about renewing the mind. You see that one? No. So lesson number 203, renewing the mind. Click on that real quick, Spencer, and watch what pops up. He's going to come right. It's down fourth row, fifth row. Down, go down, 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 down. That's come across. One next one, renewing the mind. Click on that. Boom. And what happens? A Bible study comes up. Logos Bible study on renewing the mind. And it gives you scriptures. It talks about what the spirit is, what the soul is, what the body is. And it's the spirit is reborn, responds to the spirit. So it's a study of many of the issues that we've been talking about. Now, look, you don't have to agree with them. You, again, right? Theology, Theology is a study of God, and you may not agree with everything, but I'm telling you, I was going through some of this stuff last night. There's a lot of kindergarten stuff in here that the average person really can't explain. They've done a really wonderful job. The body responds to physical material input, explains how that whole thing happens. Spencer, go back to another topic. And again, I'm going to try to get a hold of this guy, because I thought, man, this is fascinating. Picking darkness and light. That's clear down here on the, yeah, right there. Keep coming. Keep it right there. Come here. Darkness. And look at, what's that mean? Darkness and light. So I'm going to click on that, and they're going to explain, as I observe how people behave, we hear the news on TV, cannot help but recognize the terrible darkness, lawlessness, and sin. And then it goes down. What is light? And what Isaiah. So, you know, if you're sitting around and this is fascinating. It's fascinating. So I want to make all of you aware. We'll put that in the chat if you want to. And for those of you who are writing down, it's called Victorious Living Bible Study. .com, victoriouslivingbiblestudy.com. Time out, Spencer. Folks, I'm sorry. My wife is pounding me on the head, although she's pounding me on the head. Go to Coach Dave Live, because this happens all the time. All of you watching on Brighteon, I'm sorry. All of you watching on, where the heck am I? The Patriot Party, all of you, and you don't know how to get in the queue and all that kind of stuff. Look, friends, after every show is done, if you go to coachdavelive.com, Spencer, go down and click again on yesterday's broadcast. So we went to yesterday's broadcast, boom, and it says there's this, the whole show's there for free. But people say, Coach, where did I find those links? Where do I find the links to that? What we talk? You had all those links. It says show more, and there are all the links that we used yesterday. Now, if you're watching it on Facebook, you're watching with some, you can't access all this. You have to come to coachdavelive.com and go down and find the program that you're looking on, click on it, and then down at the bottom it says what? Show more. So I want to make you aware of that, because one of the things that happens here, it's really, really good, is I'll show a good clip of something, and people say, golly, I want to show that to my friend, but they can't find it. So it's a Coach Dave Live. Go to whatever show it was you just watched. They're all there. They're all archived. They're all free. And all the episodes are under that. And you click on it and say, okay, God, where was that? What was that link? Well, go to Show More. And then you'll find it. All right? Man, that's a lot of stuff. Not even really being able to get to what I wanted to do. Okay. Man, I love doing this. And I wanted this to be a flea flicker Friday, and I let it be one, but let me get a couple things off my chest here real quickly, okay? Pull up number 2, epidemic of fraud. New video come out. This is what is so great about the internet. People are making all kinds of new stuff all the time. Think about it in the past. If you really wanted to show what was going on with the medical system, how would you get the word out? How would you? You'd have to hope ABC or CBS or NBC or CNN, somebody covered it. Otherwise, there wasn't any way to get the truth out. Well, now because of the internet, people are making films and videos all the time. And I came across this one. John Davidson created a film called Epidemic of Fraud. Epidemic of Fraud. And it's I just found this morning. But it's evidently you go there and you order it, you pay for it or whatever. And I'll go show you something. But let's go, Spencer, if we can. Go at the top of it and click on the trailer. This is about a minute and a half trailer of what the video is about. Go ahead. Epidemic of fraud.
Many doctors are actually working in employed positions, and they were told, if you use these drugs, you probably will be fired.
This is something that could have ended the pandemic if people had understood it. And instead, it's being suppressed.
And such a violation, I have to stress, has never occurred before for any medication ever.
The federal government is incentivizing hospitals to prescribe a medication which is toxic.
This is a study designed by the World Health Organization that is not only designed to fail, it's designed to kill.
Guess what they did? They gave her a 5-day cycle, and my mom is dead.
Is this about money? Because if it's about money, then it's disgusting that we killed a person for the price of a stock.
Academic medicine is committing fraud. is committing, I think, a crime against humanity.
And if you ask me, this isn't a hospital. This is a concentration camp.
I've interviewed doctors, nurses, vaccine injured, malpractice survivors, and even interacted with heads of the FDA. And my work has been repeatedly censored. What I've found is an unholy alliance of public, private, and political groups that seem hell-bent on turning all of us into lab rats.
There's something that has gone wrong here.
History is unforgiving. It will become very clear very soon who was on the right side of history, who was on the wrong side of history.
My name is John, and I am a storyteller. And this is kind of my story.
Wow. Put that in the chat. I gotta run this thing down. It's fascinating. Now, let also on the website, I found this, okay? Go to number three. And this is a video. This is a video on the website that I just went to YouTube and pulled the same video down. So you would know that it's not made up. So this is a clip that's been banned on TikTok. Folks, are you ready? On the history of hydroxychloroquine. The one thing they told you could not take. Remember that? You couldn't take it. We had this. Betty was out running every place she could to find some hydroxychloroquine for us. And right. We couldn't have it. You know the history of hydroxychloroquine? Play it at 1.5 speed real quickly for me if we can. Friends, look, nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Here on the Ides of March, I got a feeling that it's a great unveiling and unveiling and revealing of this stuff is coming. It's going to come to light, baby. All of this stuff is going to come to light. And we're all going to be vindicated. And now the only question we have is who's going to have the hangman's noose? Some of these people must hang. Go ahead and play this real quick. 1.5 speed. This was banned by TikTok. This is the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine. Go ahead.
What is hydroxychloroquine? Hydroxychloroquine is a derivative of chloroquine, one of the first malarial drugs invented. Chloroquine was based off of a drug called quinine. Quinine is also credited as the first chemical compound used to treat an infectious disease. Quinine was initially ground from the bark of a cinchona tree. It was given to settlers from Spain by Indians near Peru in the 1600s and brought to the Western world as a cure for malaria. Eventually, Jesuit priests traveled the world with cinchona bark, so much so that it was commonly known as Jesuit's bark. In 1751, the Spanish crown took control of all the sources of quinine, restricting access as a new form of scientific-based imperialism. At the beginning of the American Revolution, George Washington requested his political masters buy up as much cinchona bark and quinine powder as possible, a deciding factor in the fate of the new nation, because in 1778, the Spanish crown restricted British access to quinine. In 1820, quinine was officially isolated, reducing the need for cinchona tree bark. That development opened the door of European exploration to all of Africa, considered at the time the white man's graveyard, due to how many Europeans died from malaria on the continent. In the 1860s, during the American Civil War, southern states relied heavily on shipping for goods, services, and medications. So honest Abe Lincoln and his advisors enacted the Northern Blockade to block cotton shipments to Europe, weapons imports, and quinine. Lincoln's goal with blocking quinine was to create as many sick and dead southern soldiers as possible, because a sick soldier slows down an army and drains resources. This ultimately means that Abraham Lincoln could be considered by some a practitioner of biological warfare against men and women, young and old, free and slave. Things were so desperate for the South that John Wilkes Booth, Lincoln's alleged assassin, smuggled quinine to friends and family. In their desperation, Southern doctors searched for native plants and trees local to the South to replace cinchona. The one that came up the most? The bark of a dogwood tree. When the information was provided to doctors across the South that they had a potential alternative, the doctors didn't use it because they felt it hadn't had enough clinical trials and didn't want to be considered homeopaths. Where have we heard that before?
The information that you're referring to specifically is anecdotal. It was not done in a controlled clinical trial, so you really can't make any definitive statement about it.
The role of quinine in war doesn't stop there. In the 1860s, malaria was a major issue for English soldiers in India. So soldiers began combining the bitter-tasting quinine with water and an alcoholic beverage to get their daily dose of the life-saving medicine. Thus, the gin and tonic was born. The medicinal beverage was so important to the crown that Winston Churchill stated,
"The gin and tonic drink has saved more Englishmen's lives and minds than all the doctors in the empire."
With Africa opened up to exploration, European countries vied for colonies and power in Africa, creating rivalries that influenced World War I. By the 1930s, the primary locations for growing cinchona moved from South America to India and Indonesia, lands that would soon be cut off to the Allies. In World War II, the United States was desperate for a source of quinine in Cinchona and returned to South America in a series of Cinchona missions to build a supply chain and protect Allied troops. At the same time, Nazi scientists weaponized mosquitoes with malaria. The Nazis then conducted experiments on prisoners with these mosquitoes at Dachau concentration camp. Many of these prisoners were Jesuit priests. As World War II drew to a close, when United States and the United Kingdom troops advanced on Rome, the German troops cut window screens of all the homes in the region, confiscated quinine from the residents, and allegedly released their weaponized malaria-loaded mosquitoes. The advancing Allied troops were ready and protected with quinine, cinchona, and chloroquine, but the local population of Italians weren't so lucky. That year, there was a massive spike in civilian casualties from malaria, a parting gift from the fleeing Nazis. Hydroxychloroquine and drugs like it continued to be important over the years. For decades, American troops overseas have taken chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, and other derivatives of those drugs. One of those derivatives, mefloquine, has been implicated in causing post-traumatic stress disorder and neurological issues with troops that were stationed in Iraq. The issues surrounding mefloquine are so great that the drug received a black box warning, the FDA's most stringent warning possible. For centuries now, the restriction of access to hydroxychloroquine, quinine, and drugs like them has been a standard tactic of warfare. It was involved in the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War I, World War II, countless smaller wars all across the planet, and most importantly, what one day may be remembered as World War III. We've spoken with numerous pharmacists, doctors, and academics, and very few of them knew the history of hydroxychloroquine and quinine. It makes you wonder, who's really in control of our scientific institutions? And what are we teaching our medical doctors?
Boom! Is that unbelievable, folks? They knew it would cure COVID. They knew it! And they pulled it back on... You remember that, Betty? Remember when you couldn't get it? Oh, you remember all that? Right? Oh, that's horse paste? Huh? That's horse paste. Oh, you can't be... Unbelievable, friends. Why? Because it's the Ides of March, and there are things about to be revealed that is going to shake America to its core. Look, I've yapped for 42 minutes. Put that stuff, all of that in the chat. I don't apologize for yapping, but I'm going to let some of you get in here. So, Rochelle, you got your hand up. Come on in.
Hey, thank you, Coach. Good morning, team. I got a link to that movie from Steve Kirsch's newsletter. If you all want to sign up for his newsletter, he's great.
Yes.
And you don't, that particular one, you don't have to pay for. Okay, guys, that's free. You just got to enter your email. He's got like a secure site. He doesn't want to be taken down. That's why he can't give it to YouTube, you know?
Right.
But another movie he wanted us to watch, I'll drop the link in the chat. If you have the Epoch Times subscription, it's free. They have a lot of documentaries there. If not, I think it's something like $4. And the one thing I also wanted to mention is about the Ides of March, Coach. That originally, we probably all know this here, but that was originally the day of the first Passover, which was not a pleasant thing. So yeah, beware the Ides of March.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I know this. The Ides of March matter to the demonic side, folks. Whether or not we take it seriously, let me tell you, they do. Julie, come on in, and then Roger.
Yeah, good morning. Just like you said about the military, Vietnam War, you know, the Agent Orange, that was all done on purpose.
Yep. And how wicked is it that they knew the cure and they kept it from us? Doc, anybody besides me think Anthony Fauci ought to be publicly hanged? Do you have any idea how many deaths Anthony Fauci is responsible for? Unbelievable, right? Roger, come on in.
You know, Dave, I think about the situation, and here we have medicine that is known to be a help, cure, help, assist. Because we often wonder, oh, come on, the government, they can't be out to get us. Come on. What else would be the explanation of them limiting access to drugs that could have assisted us during these COVID times?
Roger, they could have said, listen, we don't know if this stuff works, but go ahead and try it if you want to.
Amen. And then they would, I mean, absolutely. Whatever you need, go get it. It's been used in Africa 200 years ago. It kind of worked. Go for it. But to close down the opportunity, it has to be a foundational evil. It has to be coming from that concept of death, destruction. How else could you explain it?
You can't, Roger. And I'd say this, if I was an attorney, I'd be investigating that because there's going to be some compensation coming if you want to know the truth, right? They have lied to us. See, our problem that we have, this people still don't get, is not that we don't have the truth. We have the truth, but we can't get anyone to look at it. There's no redress of our grievances because that governmental body, that governmental octopus is all connected and all in it together. Amen. Amen. Bob Evans, come on.
Yeah, I got about 40 acres here, and a lot of it, there's dogwood everywhere up here. And I always try not to cut it down for some reason. I don't know why, but
yeah. Now you know why, huh? Now you know why. It's healing right there, right?
Yeah.
Now, is there still a ban on hydroxychloroquine? I've got a lot of it stored. Is there still a ban on? Do you guys know? Can you order it online? I haven't done it in a while because I've got it. By the way, my wife and I would take hydroxychloroquine every once in a while. But I did find this out. If anybody has, you guys probably aren't interested. But if you have those hydroxychloroquine tablets, which I have, and you feel sickness coming on, here's what it says. They're little round tablets. Start out with four the first day. Morning, noon, night, when you go to bed. Four the first day. Two a day for 4 days. So get that caught in your head. Numbers. 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2. Four the first day, two for 4 days. That's all you need to do. And it'll knock anything out of you. I'm not a doctor. Won't knock anything out of you, but it's a natural remedy as opposed to again another drug. Go get this or go get you a seat bag or whatever, right? Natural stuff that's in there. Joe Allen.
If you spent any time in the military, that's what we called overseas, a lot of countries in Africa and Masira and Sri Lanka and Sunday drug.
Well, it's interesting, Joseph. They said that's what the gin and tonic came from, right? The gin right. and tonic, and then they put that stuff in it, and everybody drank it, and everybody got
yeah. The British used to have it on their ships. The Navy, we started doing it on the Navy.
That's follow it. The money, right? Follow the money. Always follow the money. Okay, I'm going to shift gears on you here because it's important. Spencer, pull up the email I sent you from Scott Shara. It's a standalone email that I sent you. I was on Scott's show yesterday. When that stuff all gets done, I'll get it out to you because it was really, really, it was really, really good stuff. Roger, what do you mean name? I'm sorry. Okay. So one of the things that Scott shared with me yesterday on his show, and I said, Scott, I need a copy of that. I need a copy of that. And I'm putting it on the screen now. This is the proposed measures to reduce fertility by universality or selective of impact in the U.S. This was 1967, depopulation guide. How they were going to depopulate America, the world, really, okay? So look, let's go down through this. Over here on the side, universal input, social constraints. Boom, they want to restructure the family. Postpone or avoid marriage after image of ideal family size. Alter the image of the ideal family. Instead of having 10 kids, they give you a mom and dad and a boy and a girl. Four. Let's keep it at four. Encourage increased homosexuality. Educate for family limitations. Fertility control agents in water supply. Encourage women to work. Is this unbelievable, friends? Is it? This was their plan. Next column, selective impact depending on social economic status. Here's what's going to happen once they do that, all right? Modified tax policies, substantial marriage tax, a child tax, tax married people more than single people. Remove parents' tax exemption. Additional taxes on parents with more than one or two children in school. Reduce and eliminate paid maternity leave. Reduce and eliminate children's family allowances. Bonuses for delayed marriage and greater child spacing. Pensions for women of 45 with less than a number of children. They didn't have a number on it. Eliminate welfare payments after the first two children. Chronic depression. Require women to work and provide few child care facilities. This is amazing. This is right from the devil. Eliminate publicly financed medical care, scholarships, housing, loans, and subsidies to families with more than a certain number of children. This is their plan. Go back to the top again. Next column. What is this? Social controls. How are we going to control all these people out there making love and having babies? Compulsory abortion of out-of-wedlock pregnancies. Compulsory. Compulsory sterilization of all who have two children, except for a few who would be allowed three. Confine childbearing to only a limited number of adults. Not everybody can have babies. Not everybody can have babies. Stock certificate permits for children. You get a permit. Housing policies. Discouragement of private home ownership. Stop awarding public housing based on family size. They're after the seed of the woman. Do you get it? And then the other one, measures predicated on existing motivation to prevent unwanted pregnancy. Payments to encourage sterilization. Payments to encourage contraception. Payments to encourage abortion. Abortion and sterilization on demand. Allow harmless contraceptions to be distributed neomedically. Improve contraception technology. Make contraception truly available and accessible, and improve material health care with family planning as a core element. Put it in the chat. I don't know how you put it in the chat, but we know from the very beginning the battle is what? The devil doesn't want God having soldiers. Come on, man. Come on. And it's still the same thing. Look, you get it. You get it, right? You get it. Go ahead, Randy. Come on in.
Coach, you show us a lot. I mean, I'm telling you, you dig deep, and thank you. But, you know, Coach, we got to offer solutions. We can see the problems all day, but until we practice the solutions, practice, then no one really sees how to get out of this, you know. So I'll offer this, Coach. Hippocrates said, and I put this in the chat, he said, let your food be thy medicine and thy medicine be thy food. Coach, we can grow a lot of this stuff. It's real simple. You know, we should all have little bitty plants here and there in our home and just take care of our gardens. Look, we got to make time for this. It's got to become priority, because we're still supporting Big Pharma when we buy their drugs, Coach, even if they're a good drug, you know. So, I mean, we're still supporting them. I'm learning how to defund our enemy.
Yes, sir.
We got to quit buying the bullets they're shooting at us.
That's it, man. We got to. We have to understand how the game's being played. We have to understand, even though maybe the doctors, maybe they're blind, maybe they don't get it. I guess that's possible, right? But, folks, they're not the experts that we've been led to believe. They've been indoctrinated. They've been programmed. And they just do what it is that the medical establishment tells them to do. And whether you want to admit it or not, the medical establishment, pharmakia, has been captured by the devil. That's what we're dealing with. And the average American, the average church-going Christian, doesn't have any idea or any understanding of any of that kind of stuff. Man, I'm just kind of rattling here. I'm multitasking. One more thing I want to show you, and we don't have to watch the whole thing. Spencer, pull up number four. God bless Mike Adams. Who? The Health Ranger. God bless Mike Adams. Pray for safety for Mike Adams. Look at this. Natural News. Satanic betrayal. American Christian pastors coerced congregants to take COVID jabs through covert faith for vaccines schemes. This came out 3 days ago. I'm not going to go through it because we're running out of time here. But what happened? They paid the pastors to push vaccines. Sorry. That's what it is. That's what we're dealing with. So Randy was right on it. What do we do about it? What do we do? First of all, educate, 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 educate. That's why when we give you all these links, use them, share them. Don't overwhelm people with it. But we have to see, they've created a movement out there telling everybody else, we're nuts, right? And so we have to overcome that. And you can't fire hose them because it's too much at one time. But you can gradually, slowly begin to take some of the things that we bring to the table and show them. Folks, do you have any idea? Any idea how much the government, the medical system, poo-pooed hydroxychloroquine? You have any idea? Ivermectin, those things that could really have made a difference. How many people died as a result of that? Well, why, Coach? Because at the heart of it is depopulation. That's what they want to do. That's what the Georgia Guidestones were about. Come on. Bob Evans, come on in.
Yeah, just like Jesus, they were wanting to take him out before he got here. To stop that seed, he was the seed to come through.
That's right.
And I kind of think he's maybe this is take as many children out, abortion any way they can. And my wife done testing in the hospital. She on little baby. She was a licensed whatever phlebotomist for drawing blood, and they would stick these little babies in the feet, prick their heel. Think about that. And they take four spots, and they put it on this special computer card that goes into the computer. Every baby is ever, and here they changed all these. A lot of hospitals don't have baby birthing centers anymore. You have to go to a special hospital to have babies now, usually, like, and usually they're called Saint somebody. And I think it might have something to do that they put this in this giant computer machine, and they're trying to find the seeds of the maybe the two witnesses coming through. They could be just two strangers. We don't know yet.
Wow.
Over.
It's playing out right in front of us, right? Huh? It's playing out. I don't have much. So much, right? Satan's the author of Father of Lies. Everything he says and does is based on lies. And the church, we don't get it. Anybody else? Somebody had their hand up and I pulled away from them. Betty, go ahead, Betty.
Yeah, I missed part of it, but it talked about truth. I used to always tell my son, because so many people lied to me, you know, truth than a lie, because I'd rather be hurt once than twice. Mm. So don't lie to build that truth up, but a split second to lose it.
You dead boy.
You trust.
That's right. Trust. But folks, that's why we can't give them wide-eyed, wild, crazy things. You gotta use good sources and very tight-knit subjects, and then let the Holy Spirit move on them. Randy,
yeah, Coach. Another thing with the hospitals, yeah, we need good hospitals, Coach. We have accidents, injuries, and things like that. But Coach, most of the things they're doing, we can prevent. We don't need them. Look, we had all four of our kids at home. All of them were healthy. Education. We were prepared. I'm proud of my wife. I would have probably just fell into the system, but we had them at home. We were very educated. So I'm telling you, there is options out of the system if we'll look for them. I'm not bragging on me, Coach. I'm just saying we've walked in this. I'm saying, people, we can do these things.
Amen. We can do these things, folks. We can do these things. Why are my people destroyed? My people are destroyed for what?
Lack of knowledge, Coach.
Wow. And why is it that they want to keep you from getting some of this knowledge? That's the ticket, right? All connected, folks. All connected. Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman. There's a seed war going on as sure as I'm sitting here. And I'm telling you here, Ides of March, things are about to change. I can feel it. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.